Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, in more God's news behind the news, we do want to talk about drones. I mean, we've talked about this before on VFN Radio, and even now there's more information that's surfacing, more news. But a drone is basically an aircraft, an unmanned aircraft that can fly up to 25,000 feet in the air. And from there, some of these drones are equipped with weapons. They've been known to take out, we in our country have been known to take out people in other countries with drones flying over them and just taking them out. Mm-hmm. They also have the ability to take pictures at a resolution of like 8,000. It's just like, wow. Amazing. It has laser points. And it's a tactic and a piece of weaponry that we've not had up to this point. I mean, technology has allowed us to get to this point. I mean, drones have been used to kill 70% of Al-Qaeda. 70%. And Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky has been on kind of the forefront. Him and other senators, I believe Ted Cruz from Texas, I've been on the forefront of getting some definitive statements from this president as to, can these drones, will you definitively say that these drones will not be used on American soil to wipe out an American?
Right.
And you should hear some of these back and forth comments where it's just like they crack the door open and it's like, can you just say no? Why can't you say no? You know what I mean?
Right.
Here recently in New York, in the airport, there was a drone spotted at the airport. I want you to listen to this because, I want you to listen for yourself and you tell me, you come to a conclusion. Listen up.
So here's a bit of a mystery now, an investigation underway into what a pilot saw flying only 3 miles from one of the world's busiest airports. A jumbo jet pilot claiming to see a black drone hovering outside his cockpit window as he was landing at JFK here in New York. Rick Leventhal is on that story live in our studio. That's pretty unusual.
It is indeed, Bill. In fact, the New York Post quotes one investigator saying in all his years at the airport, he can't remember anything like this. And investigators say even if it turns out to just be a hobbyist toy plane, it still raises serious concerns. It happened at 1:15 yesterday afternoon. The pilot of an Alitalia jetliner spotting what he described as a black drone unmanned aircraft hovering just 200 feet from his jet on his final approach to runway 31 right. According to the FAA, which is investigating, the pilot reported the sighting about 4 to 5 miles west of the airport at an altitude of roughly 1,500 feet, saying it looked like a, quote, black drone about a meter square with helicopter rotors on the corners. The aircraft did not take evasive action and landed safely, Bill.
Wow. So do investigators believe there was some sort of sinister motivation here at work, or do they know?
Well, it's possible, but, you know, any flying object could pose a danger to aircraft. We've seen what bird strikes can do. A drone could cause problems if it were sucked into an engine. The FAA referred us to its Model Aircraft Operating Standards written back in 1981. It allows for flying remote-controlled airplanes recreationally, but only up to 400 feet and within sight of the operator, and anyone flying a craft within 3 miles of an airport is required to notify the tower or FAA. The New York Post reports the Joint Terrorism Task Force is assisting with the investigation, trying to determine exactly what the object was, who owns it, and what their motivations were for flying it in the approach path of incoming jets. Now, based on conversations that I've had this morning with local and federal law enforcement, it doesn't appear to be terrorism-related, Bill, but we're going to have to wait a little while to find out for sure.
Unbelievable. I mean, a drone at the airport. Mm. I mean, I have flown in and out of these airports from LaGuardia, Newark, and they search every bit of you, okay?
Yeah.
But a drone that's flying in the airport doesn't get taken. Nobody knows where it came from, what it's doing there. And it's like, is this really happening? Well, Senator Rand Paul just ended a 13-hour filibuster.
Wow.
A 13-hour filibuster.
Oh my goodness.
And it's one of the longest, not the longest, but it's on average, they say the filibuster lasts 10 hours. He did 13.
Yeah.
But he's you know, one of several lawmakers that are, you know, they're raising questions. They're raising the questions that really every concerned American should raise. And that is, the you know, what's the legal justification for launching drone strikes against Americans overseas? It's like, you know, let's talk about this. Let's get this to, you know, put it on the table. He also wrote a letter to the Attorney General, Eric Holder, and asked the Attorney General to, you know, give us some clear, definitive statements. Mm-hmm. I want you to listen to this.
Thank you. Now back to the Paul filibuster. Chief Congressional Correspondent Mike Emanuel tonight on the tactic and the strategy of filibuster as a political tool.
I rise today to begin to filibuster John Brennan's nomination for the CIA.
And with that, Rand Paul slammed on the brakes in the Senate. Paul said he was challenging the constitutionality of drone attacks on Americans here in the U.S.
I cannot sit at my desk quietly and let the president say that he will kill Americans on American soil who are not actively attacking a country.
The Kentucky Republican said it wasn't anything personal about John Brennan or President Obama. It was about principle.
Were this a Republican president, I'd be here saying exactly the same thing. No one person, no one politician should be allowed to judge the guilt, to charge an individual, to judge the guilt of an individual, and to execute an individual. It goes against everything that we fundamentally believe in our country.
Paul says he was not satisfied by the responses he has received from Attorney General Eric Holder and Brennan on this topic. So he implemented a tactic used in the past, made famous in the film Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, but used most recently by Vermont's Bernie Sanders, who objected to an $858 billion tax bill in December 2010 and held the floor for more than 8.5 hours. The effort also raises Paul's profile with conservatives as he considers a run for president in 2016. Today, Paul demanded answers.
I will speak today until the president responds and says, no, we won't kill Americans in cafes. No, we won't kill you at home in your bed at night. No, we won't drop bombs on restaurants. Is that so hard?
Last month, President Obama tried to address some of these concerns.
We respect and have a whole bunch of safeguards in terms of how we conduct counterterrorism.
And here's the deal. Here's the deal. I mean, they're saying with imminent threat, there's a terrorist overseas. That's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, but what about the constitutional rights?
All right, exactly.
You know, and even if there's not an imminent threat, it could be a terrorist. It could be a terrorist that we've known that's plotting something, but should one man have the ability to play judge, trial? You know, there's a constitutionality here.
Yeah.
There are issues here. Not to mention that these drones, and this is interesting, the Blaze is reporting this, the drones, they have the capability, and we talked about this earlier, not only to take pictures, but they have the capability of intercepting electronic communication and identifying a person on the ground and even to evaluate if they're armed or not armed.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's like, your Fourth Amendment right is your right to privacy and to and of the protection of illegal search and seizure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a process involved in order for you to be searched. It's called getting a search warrant.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Getting a search warrant. There is a process there, and if that can be bypassed by a plane, a little helicopter, remote control that's flying over you and is able to know if you're armed or not armed.
Mm.
And you know, it's important, and it's important that everyone gets involved and understands exactly what is happening. You know, one of the things that's being said is that they're being used, you know, on during the border patrols. Mm. And you know, they're being used, they're getting pictures and all this type of stuff. But what we have to look at is that at what point does someone determine whether it's going to be used, you know, on an American? And what Rand Paul was doing, he was filibustering the nomination, CIA nomination of John Brennan, who supports the president's drone policy. You know, allegedly, one of the spokesmen, Robert Gibbs, for the president, Jay Carney is the spokesman now, was said, he himself said he was told never to bring up the drone policy. Don't ever bring it up. It doesn't exist.
Oh, wow.
Don't even bring it up. And now this has come to the forefront, and it's really important. You know, two people that the two groups that are concerned, and really should be every citizen's, are those supporters of the Second Amendment that say no one has a right to fly over me to determine whether I'm armed or not armed. And secondly, privacy. Folks that are concerned about their privacy, which should be everybody, that you shouldn't be searching me or looking or taking pictures. And it needs to be definitive in the fact that there wasn't a clear-cut, answer right from the beginning. Eric Holder, and I'm trying to find his exact quote, but I guess here it is. It says, it's possible. Here it is. It says, Holder did not entirely rule out that such a scenario may occur in the future and indicated that such a strike would be legal under Constitution. And what he was talking about here is that Eric Holder says, and this is the Attorney General, says that the U.S. has never carried out a drone strike against one of its citizens on American soil, and called the situation such as a strike may occur entirely hypothetical or unlikely to occur.
Yeah,
the question is it constitutional?
Yeah, exactly.
So he says, and this is Fox directly quoting him, it is possible, I suppose, to imagine an extraordinary circumstance in which it would be necessary and appropriate under the Constitution and applicable laws of the United States for the president to authorize the military use of lethal force within the territory of the United States. And it's like, they're not going to stop. So, you know, this filibuster went, it stopped, but this is not going to end. This is not going to end. Drones used to spy on Americans, and it's, we don't know if it has been done. You know, we're just saying that this would not be good for the citizens of the United States. We have to protect the constitutional rights of every single citizen. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.